man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Hey, folks.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that.
That dude's eye. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show.
Country folks can survive.
This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota on March 1st, 2019. I like the sound of that. And another great day in the Trump era. A lot of good news to report about the Trump phenomenon. And I invite you to add pieces of the story that I may miss tonight that are important that the audience wants to hear. I will cover a little bit about CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. I'm going to concentrate on a great fiery speech by Michelle Malkin on what she called the Republican sellouts who have made America a doormat to the world. Boy, that was a great speech. So we'll talk a little bit about CPAC. Donald Trump will be the featured speaker, of course, tomorrow at CPAC at 11:30 a.m., so you won't want to miss that tomorrow at 11:30. You want to contrive to hear that live tomorrow. That'll be history in the making. I'm looking at some tweets from Donald Trump. There's some particularly powerful stuff that I will send out to you as grist for the mill. And let's see. What else can we put into the... to put into the mix. Let's start with the president's tweets. Then we'll go to Michelle Malkin at CPAC today. She spoke today. Boy, I'll tell you what, the president is on fire. He says in a tweet, Oh, he stopped in Alaska on his way back from Hanoi. I like that. Elmendorf Air Force Base. I didn't know he'd done that. And then he says, now he's talking about Michael Cohen. Boy, does he lower the boom. Here's what he says 13 hours ago. Wow. Just revealed that Michael Cohen wrote a, quote, love letter to Trump, unquote, manuscript for a new book that he was pushing. Written and submitted long after Charlottesville and Helsinki. His phony reasons for going rogue. Book is exact opposite of his fake testimony, which now is a lie. Congress must demand the transcript of Michael Cohen's new book, given to publishers a short time ago. Your heads will spin when you see the lies, misrepresentations, and contradictions against his Thursday testimony. Like a different person, he is totally discredited. He continues in the third tweet. Oh, I see. Now that the two-year Russian collusion case has fallen apart, there was no collusion except by Crooked Hillary and the Democrats. They say, gee, I have an idea. Let's look at Trump's finances and every deal he has ever done. Let's follow discredited Michael Cohen and the fraudulent and dishonest statements he made on Wednesday. Then the president says, no way. It's time to stop this corrupt and illegally brought witch hunt. Time to start looking at the other side where real crimes were committed. Republicans have been abused long enough. Must end now. I am loving this. And he goes on. Michael Cohen's book manuscript shows that he committed perjury on a scale not seen before. He must have forgotten about his book when he testified. What does Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Lanny Davis, and let's give him a nickname, Lanny Dirtbag Davis, I gave him that moniker, Lanny Davis say about this one? Is he being paid by Crooked Hillary? Using her lawyer? And so there you go. That's the series of four blockbuster tweets by the president. So I didn't realize this. Remember, in the questioning, a couple of the Republicans asked this dirt bag, Michael Cohen, whether he was going to make money off of book or movie deals. And it was Jim Jordan or somebody else said, well, let's see, if you get a few million dollars in advance for a book, a couple years in jail, that's not a bad trade. So he's going to parlay what they're saying, and it's obviously true. Michael Cohen, who is a complete sack of filth, is parlaying his lies about Donald Trump, his perfidious behavior towards Donald Trump, as a way to make some millions of dollars and to be famous and to be on TV and to be able to say, I am somebody. That's what motivates Michael Cohen. And, you know, is he a raton? Is he a rat? Well, look at the guy. He looks in the same way that Rodney the Rat Rodenstein looks like a rat. Michael Cohen also looks like a rat. Look at his face. He actually looks like a rat. His eyes are beady and darting around like a rat who's, you know, very alert. You know how rats and mice are very, they're very jumpy. If you've ever had a pet mouse. or you had ever had a chance to study rats, they're very jumpy. And because they're always looking for predators, they're always, you know, on the alert. Michael Cohen is exactly that way. His head is jumping and jerking around. His eyes are darting around the room. His voice is nervous and tense. He's a rat. He looks like exactly what he is, a rat. So, and now he was asked, are you going to make money on a book? Little did the questioner, maybe the questioner already knew. He's already got a book. He's already written a manuscript. And he's, you know, farming that out to see who's going to offer him the most millions of dollars for his book. And of course, within his own testimony, Rudy Giuliani has said he's never seen a more incredible case of perjury, bald-faced perjury, than Michael Cohen's appearance before the House Oversight Committee, headed by the distinguished, what's this guy's name again, Cummings? What's Cummings' first name? Elijah Cummings? I don't know. But anyway, what a joke. What a lineup. Ocasio-Cortez is on this committee. What a clown show. Anyway, Cohen just lying through his teeth. Now, the good news is this. The American public was not buying it. Some polls have been taken after his appearance, and only a third of the people who watched it said they found anything he said credible. And that's fine, because that one-third are the hardcore demon rats who they'll believe anything said bad about Donald Trump. So that's great. Didn't work. America wasn't buying it, Michael Cohen. And they're not going to buy your book either. Let's see here. Let's shift over to CPAC, where Donald Trump will be speaking tomorrow. And listen to Michelle Malkin say a few things here. She talks about the GOP saboteurs, and she names some of them. Now, this is pretty racy for CPAC, folks, because CPAC, if it has a problem, is this. They have been too beholden to the rhinos, and they have not listened enough to the hardcore patriots. That's CPAC's enduring problem. So Malcolm gives him a real shot across the bow. And this is interesting. She talks about the immigration invasion, and it's all the more ironic that this truth that she's speaking about the immigration invasion is coming from a woman who was born like a few weeks, I think, after her Filipino parents arrived in the U.S. And she herself now opposes granting automatic birthright citizenship to people like herself who acquired birthright citizenship because her mother was 9 months pregnant when she, you know, 8 or 9 months pregnant when she flew into the U.S. So let's listen to Michelle Malkin. I have my hat is off to Michelle Malkin for the integrity of what she's saying.
Grifter. For wanting to inform and educate citizens about these destructive rackets. But it's the GOP sellouts, not just the radical open borders left, that is in bed with immigration saboteurs. Like the ones who hijacked the Tea Party movement to shill for amnesty. Those are the real grifters, cashing in and practicing deceit at the expense of their base and at the expense of our country. Our shining city on the hill, and that is a phrase that has been repeated over and over and over again at every CPAC since Reagan spoke here, has become a much abused doormat to the world. Building the border wall is only half the battle. The numbers tell all. Our future is dimmed. The odds are fearful. We currently grant 1 million legal permanent residencies to people from around the world every year. The number of green card holders is expected to increase by 10 million by 2025. That's more than the current combined population of Dallas, St. Louis, Denver, Boston, Chicago, LA, and Atlanta. Now multiply that number by at least 3.5. Thanks to chain migration created in 1952 and expanded exponentially by Congress in 65 and 90, these new immigrants can sponsor their entire extended families, parents, spouses, adult children and their children, and siblings and their children. Princeton University found that recently admitted immigrants sponsored an average of 3.45 additional relatives each. An estimated 85,000 refugees and 20,000 plus asylees enter the country annually through an overwhelmed system so rife with fraud and abuse that the process is jokingly dubbed, quote, refugee roulette by immigration lawyers. How's that for a way to run your country? In total, from fiscal year 2008 to 2017, the U.S. gave green cards to more than 2 million migrants for various humanitarian claims, a population larger than the city of Philadelphia. Nearly 500,000 more immigrants in that time frame got in through the diversity visa lottery. I've been talking about this damn thing since 2002, and it's still around.
I love her. I've been talking about this damn thing since 2002, and it's still around. That's when she released her first book. She was born, let's look her up. She was born when was she born? In 1970. Her first book in 2002 was entitled How America Still Welcomes Terrorists, Criminals, and Other Foreign Menaces. It was a New York Times bestseller in 2002. Let's go back to her. Talking about this damn thing since 2002. Here she comes. She's on fire.
All the promises from the Republicans that we elect to office who promise that they're going to secure our borders and get our immigration system in order. And we still have this program that hands out visas like Pez candy and Lotto.
Yeah, a visa lottery. A lottery. Handing it out like Pez candy and Lotto.
Illegal aliens are eligible if a legal family member wins the jackpot. Tens of thousands of people are pouring in from terrorism breeding grounds through the lottery, unvetted, unmonitored, and unassimilated. Thanks again to chain migration, immigration lotto winners, spouses, and unmarried children under 21 all get passes into the country too. Nearly half of all illegal aliens in the country have violated the terms of short-term visitor or work visas. More than 10.8 million people received such visas alone in fiscal year 2015.
Almost 11 million people getting such visas, more than half of them violate the visas. In other words, they're criminals.
Including 500,000 foreign university and graduate students on academic visas and nearly 700,000 total foreign guest workers, both skilled and unskilled. Not to mention their spouses, many of whom are allowed to work here.
That's the hook on this also. Michelle Malkin doesn't fail to mention that over and over again. Whenever you hear these numbers, multiply them by a lot of people because of chain migration. And remember the number she gave, 3.45, Princeton or whoever studied that and said that's the average number of chain migrants coming in with each of these people that appear in the numbers. No, well, why limit it to 3.45? If you look at it, as Roy Beck has at Numbers USA, the number is unlimited, actually. We'll be right back.
Manners.
Stay
were
tuned.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, we're back, folks. We got Tom in Florida on the line. And I'm going to go back to Michelle Malkin. Let's listen in. This is at the Conservative Political Action Conference today. And I think this is the most fiery speech we heard at CPAC today. And she's addressing exactly what CPAC needs to come to grips with, which is the rhinos, the sellouts, the Republican sellouts. And this is what Donald Trump is having to wrestle with. The Mitt Romneys, the John McCains, the Paul Ryans.
As well. Hey, remember when Congress promised that they were going to enact a nationwide visa entry-exit system to track legal short-term visa holders? Remember that? Nobody in Congress does. One has yet to be built, even in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which were perpetrated in part by several illegal alien visa overstayers. E-Verify has been stalled. Sanctuary cities have metastasized. And both parties are to blame.
Bingo.
And yes, I'm looking at you, retired Paul Ryan. And yes, I'm looking at you, Mitch McConnell.
Bingo. I'm looking at you, Mitt Romney. Boy, I hope he's in the room. And I'm looking at you, Mitch McConnell. I hope he's in the room. That is gutsy by Michelle Malkin. And, you know, a Filipina has to lecture Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Go for it, Michelle.
And yes, I'm looking at you, family. And yes, I'm looking at you, the ghost of John McCain. I'm looking at you, retired Paul Ryan. And yes, I'm looking at you, Mitch McConnell. And yes, I'm looking at you, family. And yes, I'm...
Okay, the audio blipped a little bit there. Yes, I'm looking at you, the Bush family. The word Bush got garbled. The Bush family and the ghost of John McCain.
I'm looking at you, the ghost of John McCain.
Nice. Nice. He's getting whistles.
I don't have much time. Let me get through this. This unrelenting inflow of new green card holders, short-term foreign visa holders, legal temporary workers, refugees and asylees is supplemented by, of course, the 13 to 30 million illegal aliens who expect amnesty and chain migration privileges from Washington, despite breaking immigration laws governing everything from border jumping to ID fraud, benefits fraud, tax fraud, and marriage fraud, to human and drug trafficking, to employment rules, deportation orders, and visa overstayers. By the way, I wrote that paragraph as a rejoinder to people who say, well, they're not breaking any other laws. The feds, under both Republican and Democrat administrations, have proved themselves serially unwilling and incapable of handling the lapses, the backlogs, the overload, and yes, invasion.
Oh, I love it. And that was the title of her first book in 2002, Invasion. Here we are, 17 years later.
The numbers tell all. Open borders anarchy multiplied by endless chain migration, amnesty, and cheap labor pipelines endangers our general welfare and the blessings of liberty to which we all pay lip service every time CPAC comes around. By every clear measure, the war is not on immigrants, but on American sovereignty.
Now, notice what she's saying. Notice her righteous indignation, to which we all pay lip service every time CPAC comes around. It happens every year at the end of winter. 10,000 right-wingers, the creme de la creme of right-wingers in America, so to speak, in terms of the power structure. We pay lip service. She's chewing them out, the ones who don't get it.
Have been called white for stating the facts. I'm not white, I'm just right. Both native born.
We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range.
I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
I want to give the microphone to Michelle Malkin because maybe partly because she is a Filipina. Her Malkin is her married name. Her family name is Maglagang. Both her parents Filipino. And she's now, how old is she? She is she is 48 years old, married with two kids, and went to Oberlin, which is a very liberal, very liberal college. In any event, let's listen to her. Maybe one reason she's able to speak so bluntly and actually hold a podium at CPAC is because she's not white. I mean, maybe CPAC's not up to letting a white person say exactly, read the exact speech, word for word, of Michelle Malkin, because that would be racist. So, bless her heart, Michelle Malkin, what integrity. Here she goes.
Both native-born, and immigrant families like mine, which revere the rule of law, common traditions, constitutional principles, one identity, one tongue, are being replaced by militantly unassimilable and hostile generations of what? Future Democrat voters whose tribal allegiance to the left has only hardened over time. How is it that we have Republicans in Congress on Capitol Hill that are doing the bidding of the Dreamer movement? What about our dreams?
Yes, doing the bidding of the Dreamer movement. They're everywhere in the Republican Party, constantly talking about let's help the Dreamers. What the hell? Go, Michelle.
Until and unless we reclaim the right of self-determination over the numbers, we are doomed.
Let it sink in. Until and unless we regain control over the numbers, we are doomed. Thank you, Michelle Malkin, for thinking scientifically, factually, objectively, biologically. Unless we regain control over the numbers, how many of us are there? How many of them are invading us? We have to control those numbers. And I, exactly as she said, Ann Coulter got it right with her title, Adios America. Without controlling the numbers, we are doomed. Forget the technicalities of this, that, or the other. This wall, that wall, this act, that act. If the numbers continue as they are, we are doomed.
My fellow Americans, we stand at the bridge as Horatius stood at the narrow bridge over the Tiber River alone, facing fearful odds as hordes of Etruscans marched towards him and cowards cut and ran behind him. Like his enemies, our enemies are both foreign and domestic. Inside our already flimsily defended borders, we are not at peace. Or rather, the radical left is not at peace with us. From the comfort of TV green rooms and beltway back rooms and corporate boardrooms and conference ballrooms, it may not look like civil war is imminent, but threats and outright violence against you.
Okay, now let me cut to the end because we're not going to have time. She had 19 minutes, 20 minutes, just shy of. Let's go to the very end. I'm going to skip, I'm sure, a lot of. This is the first time I've heard this speech. This is on fire. Let's go to the very end and see what she does in her last 2 minutes on the podium here.
And how can man die better than facing fearful odds for the ashes of his fathers and the temple of his gods? Instead of throwing allies under that bridge, movement conservatives who have preached so comfortably as I have here in the Beltway or from our cubicles about defending America, while so many establishment Republicans preserve the status quo, need to help provide financial and moral support to the disruptors willing to fight fire with fire.
Oh, I love it. The disruptors, folks, that's you. That's Donald Trump willing to fight fire with fire.
It may be a coincidence, or maybe it's providential, that I am privileged enough to speak here today on the 7-year anniversary of Andrew Breitbart's death. God bless him. He was a disruptor.
The founder of Breitbart.
He was a disruptor among defenders of the status quo. We need more like him. That is the future. Future. We need legislative action at the local and state level. We need politicians who will do something to stop the sowers of hate and division and their handmaidens. Use the tools at your disposal. Don't just stand there. Diversity is not our strength. And I know those words are a trigger.
Diversity is not our strength. All right, I got the price of, well, that was worth the price of admission right there.
Diversity is not our strength. Unity is. Our common person. Our common purpose is the common defense of our nation. Good people make America great. Good people stand up and fight. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, we get these lessons from Michelle Malkin, a Filipino, and Andrew Breitbart, a Jewish guy who created Breitbart.com. All right. I'll tell you, I'm going to go back and listen to Michelle Malkin, the parts of that speech I missed, 19 minutes and 50 seconds. You might want to look that up, grab it on YouTube at CPAC, and of course, the big event tomorrow. You definitely want to hear Donald Trump tomorrow, the disruptor in chief tomorrow at CPAC. Let's see here. Let's look for a little bit more news on here, a little more to go for it. Let's listen to Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, James, how you doing? Good evening. James, Michelle's awesome. I saw a speech with Mike Pence. It was great today. But I got to tell you, Mike, please give me 1 minute, James, before you interrupt me, please. Seriously, sir. I want to tell you this. It was fantastic what Michelle did in Pence, but here's what I want to tell you about. She should run for a Congress seat or a Senate seat. I really wish she would. But, James, you're talking about Breitbart. Did you see Breitbart news today about the MS-13 gang members in New York? And they're targeting the police officers of New York?
Yes, yes. Tucker Carlson. Go ahead.
Yes. And they're saying that there's not an emergency at the border. They're not saying that we're not being invaded. This is not. I bought Michelle's book in 2002, by the way, The Invasion. It was an amazing book. I also bought Dukes' book, and I bought Coulter's book. I bought all their books. I bought The Bell Curve. I bought I bought Michelle's Adios America with Ann Coulter, another great book. But Michelle's book was right on, spot on. She was the best, James. And you know what? Everything she said in 2002 is coming to fruition right now. It's fruition right now to our country. We are going to be wiped out, James. And I'm going to tell you, I want your listeners, I want you to understand this, James, very importantly. You are a South Florida man. You've been down to South Florida. You live in Lauderdale or whatever. Dade County right now, James, they really don't even want to speak English. I'm telling you right now, James, they don't want to speak English.
Hang on. Tom, where I lived was, I lived within, looking straight across the water there in the intracoastal, I was looking right at the flagpole of Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's.
Right, that's West Palm Beach, correct.
His Palm Beach, he's in Palm Beach. I was sitting across the water in West Palm Beach. And but here's what I love about what I just heard from Michelle Malkin. That's the first time I've heard it. I love the fire that she has, fight fire with fire. I love how she called out McConnell and Ryan, the ghost of John McCain, the whole Bush family. This is wonderful. And then she uttered the words, not allowed at CPAC. Diversity is not our strength. Wow.
James, that was a spectacular speech. That was spectacular what Michelle did. But, you know, like you said, a white man would never be able to deliver that speech, or even a white female. Michelle was able to because she's Filipino. And she was probably one of the greatest speeches of all time at CPAC, I guarantee you that. And Pence's speech was very powerful, too. I don't know if you saw Mike Pence's speech tonight.
I did not see it. But
it was very good. It was a very, very strong speech. We are going to end up like Venezuela or Cuba or Nicaragua if we allow these Demorats to keep pushing their narrative. The white males, mainly, James, where the white male has to be careful is with the white female. Because the white female they don't use their brain. They go from the heart. Where a white male will use his brain, a woman's going to use her heart and emotion. And that's going to be our doom. That's why Donald Trump is right now, for the next 2 years, the next 20 months, he's got to pound it home that they're going to wipe us out. This is a thing, James. This is the main thing, and you know this.
Well, hang on.
To change the demographic of the nation from a white nation to a brown nation. That's it, James.
Let me address. Hang on. You've run through a lot of ideas there. Let me address the last one. Our women. All those white women you're referring to, you know, they are our sisters, our wives, our daughters. They are us, you know, but for one chromosome, minor change, they are us, and we are them. So let us point the finger at ourselves, us men. Let us look at ourselves, the way our wives vote. Well, you know, how are we doing? And the way our daughters, you know, our mothers vote, you know, let's look to ourselves as men. Now, and then let us also make this point. Michelle Malkin was saying things that you would hear Ann Coulter say, a white woman. But Ann Coulter is on that edge at CPAC where she's sometimes invited and sometimes not. I think this year, I'm guessing, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, she's not invited because she's too radical. She's too right-wing. Well, CPAC needs to fix that about itself, and Michelle Malkin was saying that right there. So there are, my point, Tom, is this. Some of our very best, some of our very best thinkers and activists are white women. Now, the problem that you're describing is, yes, white women are not voting as well as white men. That is a fact. So that's something that needs to be addressed. So, you know, our those white women who get it just as well as we do. So those white women who do get it just as well as you or me, Tom. And so they need to work on those white women who don't get it. Just in our men, we need to work also. And of course, there are plenty of white men who don't get it. So, and then we have to be very especially careful. One of the, you know, we're looking at, well, where have we lost our influence with our own women? If our own women aren't, you know, if they're making some voting errors, are we men, are we making some errors? So, for instance, if we speak contemptuously of our own women, what is the response of those women to being spoken of contemptuously? You know, every guy knows the answer to that. So you can't speak contemptuously of any of the women in your family. Well, the, James, the results will be bad. Hang on. The results will be bad. So that's just, you'll hear guys talking out there griping about, well, the women are doing this and the women are doing that. You know, there's something wrong with the women. That line of action has a catastrophic outcome. So we got to avoid that one. But, okay, go ahead. Give me one more thought, Tom. Yeah, go ahead.
James, well, here, my last thought is this. The lamestream media, the communists, I call them the communist news network media, they'll never report with, like Breitbart reported about MS-13 gang members targeting police officers in New York. If the white women of this country, the majority of them, saw what's really going on with the modus of operandi with the Democrat Party, James, to wipe this them off the earth, the Caucasians, the white Northern European Caucasian women and men, they'll have a different attitude, and they would vote 99.9% with their male counterparts against these leftist, communist, Bolshevik Democrats, James. But right now, the media is being controlled by, I don't know who's controlling it, a deep state, and whoever that is, they need to be punished severely.
Well, let me talk about that.
Lying, hypocritical filth.
Absolutely. Lying, hypocritical filth. You got it. Tom, thank you very much. And now let me address
you. You're great, James.
Tom, thank you. Address something that Tucker Carlson addressed tonight in another brilliant edition of his show. The fact that he had exclusive access to a tape recording made of the director of U.S. national policy of Google. Remember the guy's name? Oh, my gosh, I just forgot the name. But the director of national policy, U.S. national policy, was having a conference call or conference of speech to executives, leaders at Google. And he actually made the point that Google needs to insert itself into CPAC, sponsor people, you know, throw some money at it, to influence. This guy actually said this. We need to influence conservatives who are going nationalist to influence them away from that. In other words, we need to steer them by deception towards rhino behavior. He didn't use the word rhino, but no, it was towards more moderate, it was his term, behavior. So Google, which is a media monopoly, their director of U.S. national policy was open. I mean, this is a bombshell recording. He's saying that this company is manipulating us big time. We will be back with one more segment.
They'd breathe their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my
system
run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
Let me play a little bit of this. This is Tucker Carlson, and I just recovered his name. It's Adam Kovacevich. I think he mispronounces it, Kovacevich. Kovacevich, I think, would be the correct pronunciation. But Adam Kovacevich, who's the director of U.S. policy for Google, listen to what he's up to. Listen to what Google's up to with your mind.
In a 2018 phone recording obtained exclusively by this show, Adam Kovacevic, he's Google's head of U.S. public policy, explains to Google employees why the company was a sponsor for CPAC that year. Google sponsored CPAC, he says, because it wouldn't let them push the party toward a more open borders agenda. Listen.
The Republican Party, and I think conservatism in general, is also going through a lot of internal debates about what it should be, right? What should be the sort of position of the party? And I think that's one that we should be involved in because we, I think, want probably, with the majority of voters, would want to steer conservatives and Republicans more towards a message of liberty and freedom and away from the more sort of nationalistic incendiary comments, nativist comments and things like that.
So there he is. He's the Google Senior Director of U.S. Public Policy, and he says, we should be involved. We want to steer Republicans. These are not Republicans. Remember, none of these Google people, it's like 99% left-wing Democrats at the top of Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter. We want to steer you and me away from nationalism and toward, you know, moderation. So, and away from nativist comments, like the sort of stuff you hear from me nonstop. So very revealing. Google, this is their senior director of U.S. public policy. This is the top dog. He says, we're using our company as an arm of the left-wing machine. Wow. And they control, is it 95 or 90% of all searches? That, folks, is terrifying. We've got to find a fix for that. We're about to run out of time here, and I want to thank everybody for being with us. I hope you listen to CPAC tomorrow. I love what we heard from Michelle Malkin and Tucker Carlson. What a bomb he dropped on Adam Kovacevic, if I've got that right, Google Senior Director, U.S. Public Policy. And then I love what Donald Trump said. Let me see if there's another tweet from our great president, this incredible man who flew all the way to Hanoi. My God, the risk to him personally, folks. What he's doing is not safe. It's brave. You're brave out there, too, and we'll see you all again on Sunday, 2-hour show, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So long. The Trump phenomenon.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Stay light, deeper. Don't stop believing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.